did we see Christmas evolve into kind of a global celebration when it was initially a religious holiday?
Yeah, a lot of things changed in the mid to late Victorian period. 1843 was a big year. It was when the first Christmas card was sent. It was when crackers sort of started becoming a thing. And it was when Charles Dickens published A Christmas Carol, which had a huge influence around the world. Because also then you had the advent of printing, mass printing. So things like books like A Christmas Carol could go around the world and be translated into different languages and sort of solidify what we think of as Christmas.
Why is it that we see Christmas celebrated on the 25th of December? I mean, given there is sort of debate, you know, around the actual birth date of Jesus Christ. I mean, why was this date in particular so important?
Right. It seems to sort of come together from a number of different sources. There was the midwinter festivals in Europe, which happened around the 21st, 22nd, the winter solstice, which of course is the summer solstice, down with you. And there were festivals to celebrate that in different cultures, especially the Romans had a big festival called Saturnalia. But there's also a very Christian aspect to the 25th of December, in that many people in the early church associated that people died and were conceived on the same day. And some early monks and things worked out that Jesus might have died on the 25th of March. Mm. So they also started celebrating his conception on the 25th of March. And of course, you add 9 months to the 25th of March and you get the 25th of December. So that then fitted into pre-existing celebrations and it sort of got mingled together.
Well, there you go. Looking at sort of the UK, I hadn't heard of this one before. I understand the UK actually banned Christmas at one point between 1645 and 1660. What was the thinking behind that one? What happened there?
Right. Yeah, that was the Puritans. When they came into power and it was the Cavaliers and the Roundheads and they dethroned Charles I and Oliver Cromwell and his guys came into power. They were very religious and they saw that they thought that Christmas was too commercialized back in the 1640s. Basically. And so they didn't want any sort of festivities around anything to do with Christianity. They thought it had to be very solemn. So, yeah, it was sort of pre-Oliver Cromwell that it was banned. But when he came in, he really supported the laws and sort of made them more of a thing. I mean, you could even get arrested for going to church on Christmas Day if you celebrated Christmas. You could go to church for the sake of going to church, but you weren't allowed to celebrate Christmas on December the 25th.
My goodness, I don't know how the Puritans would kind of handle the situation today.
I think it would, I think they would have a bit of a meltdown.
Now, following up from Christmas Day is, of course, Boxing Day. Now, how do we actually end up with Boxing Day as a holiday? How did that actually come into existence and, you know, celebrated as a public holiday here in Australia and in the UK and the like?
Yeah, okay. Well, the 26th of December is also St. Stephen's Day, which is in Good King Wenceslas. He looked out upon the Feast of Stephen. And of course, that carol, though it's a Victorian one, is about giving to the poor. And that's where the connection to Boxing Day comes in. Traditionally, you had Christmas boxes in churches during Advent, in the run-up to Christmas, when rich people would give a charity donation and the boxes were then opened on the 26th and distributed to the poor, because of course back then the 12 days of Christmas were the big celebrations. Now mostly we have sort of all our celebrations pre-Christmas. We get to Christmas Day and Boxing Day and then go, oh, what are we going to do now? But back then you worked up till Christmas Eve and then you had the 12 days of Christmas off because most people were farmers and it was cold, certainly in the Northern Hemisphere. You couldn't work in the fields. So between then and the 6th of January, there was the 12 days of Christmas. So the giving of the money on Boxing Day enabled people to be able to afford food for the 12 days of Christmas.
Hmm. And obviously people are going to be celebrating a little bit more remotely apart from one another this year. the good old Christmas card, I guess it's probably getting a bit more of a run this year as people are a little bit more remote and just want to send out some thoughts to those that they can't be with physically. Tradition of sending the Christmas card, how has that changed over time to what we do now?
Right. Well, I mean, it's a relatively new tradition in Christmas terms, in the fact that it started in 1843. It was Man Sir Henry Cole came up with the idea. He was a senior civil servant in the UK government. He'd helped set up the new Public Records Office, or the Post Office, as we call it now. And he'd also wanted to get more people sending things through the Post Office. Some cheaper stamps had come in. So he got together with an artist friend and designed a run of the first few hundred Christmas cards and sent them around to his friends. And they thought it was a good idea. And then it became popular, printing became cheaper, and it just exploded around the world.
Fabulous. Well, look, we will leave it there. But James, thanks very much. Very Merry Christmas. Thank you very much for joining us this week in the Christmas spirit.
Well, thank you for having me, and Happy Christmas to you and all your listeners.